Right.
What are you doing back there? Come on, sit down here. Come on.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Are you coming down? Now you listen to it. Oh. No? If you're not bothered, don't matter. Right. I'll have to shout and then you can hear me, Jensen. All right. Right. Can anybody remember when Jesus was here? No? No oldies? Can they remember when Jesus were here? No? Right. Well, fortunately, we've got the Bible, so we know that Jesus was here. And we also know some amazing things that Jesus did when he was here, because it tells us in the Bible all about it. And Jesus talked a lot about God, his dad, and all his amazing ways. And while Jesus was here, if you've read your Bibles a little bit, or if you've heard some stories about Jesus, he did some amazing things, right? And these amazing things that he did while he was here, some of them were called miracles, yeah? Right? Now, this happened a long time ago. So you might think it's a bit hard to talk about Jesus and to talk to Jesus. But he told us in the Bible that you can talk to him. Right? And we can talk to him by prayer. Now that's something that Jesus did when he was here. He talked to his dad by prayer. And through them chats that he had, again, he did some amazing things. And some of these miracles. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened after he'd done lots of amazing things. Now, you can imagine all these crowds that used to follow Jesus, right? And they'd follow him and listen to what he said because they were expecting some of these amazing things, right? Now, one day he'd been doing all these amazing things and the day had gone. Because when you're busy and when you're having fun, you'll find this, your day just disappears. It's time for bed again, right? And he'd been doing all these amazing things all day. And the people were still following him. Right? And so I'm going to tell you this little story in the Bible about one particular day. And it says in the Bible about this story. Right? And the crowds had followed Jesus all day on foot, so they'll be tired as well, from their towns. And Jesus came to see them by boat, so he'd come over on a boat, right? And he had compassion on them. That means that he felt a lot about the people that were there in the crowds. And he'd healed a lot of sick people that was there. So he made amazing miracles. He did amazing things. And evening was coming. So the sun was going down and the moon was coming up. And his disciples... Now, does everybody know what a disciple is? Yeah? What's a disciple? Jesus' friend. So it's like me and you, isn't it, really? Because we're friends of Jesus. So his disciples, when he was here, came and said to him, "We're far away from everywhere. And there's nothing here. And it's getting really late, Jesus. Send the people away. They'll be getting hungry and tired. Let them go to them villages over there and get some food." And Jesus said, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." Now, remember, they've been away from the houses and the shops and things like that all day. And so, the disciples were thinking, where are we going to get something to eat here? There's nothing here. They're eating Aldi. We can't nip down to the shop and get some food. What are we going to do? And so the disciples were scratching their heads and they was wandering around the people saying, "Has anybody got anything? We need to feed you. Jesus said we've got to sort this problem." And the disciples came back with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Right? Now, there were quite a few disciples, and there were Jesus, and you might have been able to stretch them 5 loaves and 2 fishes for them. But as well as that, there was all these people. Loads of people, not just 1 or 2, there were loads of people. If you remember, it said crowds. So crowds is like what's at a football match. So you can imagine how many people were going to be there. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and he looked up to heaven, looked up to where his dad was. And he did something very special. He prayed. He gave thanks for these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He then broke it and gave it to the disciples. And he said to the disciples, "Give it to the people. Let them eat and be satisfied." So that means full up. We've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes and crowds of people. I think as disciple, I'd be scratching my head thinking, where are these 5 fishes and 2 loaves going to go to? There's hardly enough for us. The people that was there were 8 from the food and were satisfied. They were full up. And then when they'd done, Jesus' disciples went round and picked up 12 baskets full of food. How did that happen? These were just pieces that were left over from feeding all the crowd. And it says in the Bible there were about 5,000 men, right, in this crowd. And that wasn't including all the children, and it wasn't including all the ladies. So there were a lot more and they were all full, and there were 12 baskets left of food. Now, in this story, two things are happening, right? We hear of a miracle happening. And what do you think the miracle was? What do you think the amazing thing that happened here was? Go on. Yeah. That's right. Jesus has given that food out, and it fed everybody. And they were full. And there was 12 baskets of food left. That's an amazing miracle that happened. There was something else that happened. If you remember, when Jesus got the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he did something. What did he do? Go on, Gemma. Yeah, he blessed them. He prayed to his Father. And he gave thanks. So he talked to God about it. Yeah? So we've learned that there's miracles and there's prayer. And through those things, amazing things can happen. From 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now, I think you've all been really good listening. All you little ones have been really, really good listening. And all you big ones, too, have been really good listening. But it's getting late now. And sun's not quite going down. But it's been a long time. And I'm feeling a bit hungry. Yeah? Are you feeling a bit hungry? Yeah. Now, I wonder if anyone's brought the supper. Esther's brought the supper over. Have you brought your supper?
Yeah.
What have you got then?
We have to share it though.
Well, we're all hungry.
I've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Oh, right. Would my disciples that are down here like to go and fetch the 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Wow. Look at these. Look at these. Look here. We've got little chocolate loaves. They're special ones, aren't they? Now let's have a look. Oh, 1, 2, 3. 4. Five. 5 loaves. Yeah. That's brilliant, isn't it? Sliced loaves as well. And look. 2 fishes. 1, 2. 2 fishes. And you see them? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Yeah? Right. Now, there's been about enough for me and you and these few here. Yeah? Do you think there's enough for us?
Yeah.
Do you think there's enough for these two sat over here as well?
No.
No? What about everybody? Can everybody have these? Is there enough for everybody?
Yeah.
Are you sure? How small are we going to break them? They'll have to be really small. Every slice. What about the two fishes? Right. I know. Let's pop them in this basket. Right. I pop them in here. Yeah. And pop them in here. And then, can you remember what happened in the story? Jesus prayed to his dad, didn't he? So, I'll just pray now to dad. Father, we thank you for this food. Lord, we just pray that it'll feed everyone. Lord, and that we'll all be satisfied. Thank you, our Father. Amen. Right. How many loaves were there? Five. And how many fishes were there?
Two.
And how many people is there?
Thousands.
Well, I won't go as far as that, but there's a few people. Right, do you think maybe they might have a little bit? Maybe to have a little tiny bit? Right. Can two of my disciples come and take my basket and start over there and see if anybody'd like to stick their hand in and get a fish or a loaf out? There's not enough for you. Everyone can have some because they've got to feel full. How many were there? Five loaves and two fishes.
Yeah.
Right, that should be it then. They're all gone.
All gone now.
They must have all gone.
Yeah.
No. They must have all gone now. They all gone?
Yeah.
Oh, they've all gone. Come back then if they've all gone.
No.
No. Mm. They must have all gone now.
No.
Maybe I broke them in small pieces. That's why there's still some left. Have they all gone now?
No.
No. They've got to have all gone now.
No.
No? How many were there? There's only five and two. Is everyone full? Oh, look! This is fantastic! There were only five loaves and two fishes. But look at all the pieces that are left. Amazing. Wow. In the story we had, there were 12 baskets that came back. I've only got one basket, but it's still full. And that's the difference that praying to God can make. God can still do wonderful miracles today, even now, even though that Bible was written so long ago, and the people that were in that story, we can't remember. I can't remember, and even the older people can't remember. But it's still true that God can do amazing things today. And it's all through talking to Him in your prayers, thanking Him, and letting God do the work. Because that's the important thing. So if whenever you've got any problems, or whenever you think that something, it just can't work. If you ask God, then He can make the difference. Amen.